you are listening to the score of Sleeping Beauty, the Tchaikovsky score, Sleeping Beauty, the Russian National Ballet. They are going to be in town coming up on Saturday night at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium, and the Russian National Ballet, and again, the music of Tchaikovsky. And I wish Barbara McRoberts is joining me. And Barbara, it's a shame that I don't have the, you know, I can't show the pictures on the radio, but I was watching this earlier this morning, and yes, the pageantry, the colors, the precision dancing, I think that's it. We talk about the Bolshoi ballet tradition, and that really is sort of what you're going to see on Saturday night, isn't it?
It is. It is a lavishly large, which might be an exaggeration, production of an age-old folktale of, and interestingly enough, there are variations of the story, but Walt Disney, and Perrault, who really is given credit for this folktale, he is a French writer, and I think the Brothers Grimm used him in their story, but they are credited with giving Princess Aurora her name. Actually, I think Walt Disney had more to do with that than anybody. But for those of us who have been around a few years, we're familiar with this particular score because Disney also used it in his movie, The Sleeping Beauty, which is still shown. But it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful love story. So it is very appropriate for, I think, Valentine's Day weekend. But it's just, you have marvelous sets, beautiful costumes, and the Bolshoi tradition of teaching and then executing what we call the classical ballet form is just that. It is precise. Whether these young men that are going to be coming in with the company, and by the way, there are over 40 dancers that are in this production, are so precise that they do not dance off stage. I keep thinking they're going to because they have very large tour, which means a turn, and they will do that across the stage and get clear across to the edge, which one gentleman did here about 3 years ago. I held my breath hoping that he wasn't going to land in the audience's lap, but he did not. They come in here, and I am kind of fond of saying that they can dance on a dime, whether that's a ballerina on point, or a male dancer that is executing these tours.
Now, this it is a beautiful. I was just looking at this. The staging is beautiful. The costumes are beautiful.
Yep.
Now you've got to be honest with me. They are not bringing an orchestra with them. The score has got to be recorded, isn't it?
It is recorded music, right? Because one of the things that happens when you have a theater that is our size, it would almost be impossible to have the orchestra down there on the floor, because they would take up probably the first 8 to 10 rows, which means you'd have to be sitting behind the orchestra. So for us, as a civic music presenter, we probably wouldn't bring in this big a ballet with an orchestra, because we just don't have that kind of room. And in most theaters where I've seen ballet done, and there is an orchestra, they're in a pit. If your listening audience watched the Academy Awards this past Sunday night, that's exactly what happens on those kind of stages. The orchestra is kind of down under the stage in the orchestra pit. So, no, they bring their own tape. Having done a bit of work with ballet companies in my past career, the orchestration also of a ballet is not quite the same as it would be if it was just, let's say, our Sizo playing it. The tempo is a bit different. So you also have to have a conductor that can conduct for ballet.
So you've got a lot of things have to all be working together.
The detail is incredible to put something like this on.
Sleeping Beauty is, again, the Russian National Ballet. Huge spectacle of staging, dancing in the finest traditions. It's 7:30 on Saturday night, right?
It is 7:30 Saturday night down at the auditorium. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The box office down at the auditorium is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 in the morning through 4 o'clock. So people can stop down and actually go into the auditorium and buy tickets if they choose to do so. There will also be tickets on sale that night. I do know we're looking at anticipating an audience at this point that's well over 100 people, but that still means we have several hundred seats left. And for this kind of a production, even though I do sit on the main floor, we have to remember we don't have risers yet. So I would venture to guess that a lot of people are going to be very happy in the balconies because they're going to get to see this whole spectacle. They just really are. The other thing that people can do is go to our website, which is www.burlcivicmusic.com. There is a link to Ticketmaster. The other opportunity would be, since we do have four shows, including this one, and then closing with the Texas Tenors on May 15th, they can still buy a season ticket and probably save themselves some money because we have this beautiful ballet. Then in March we have a cappella, which is a group of different a cappella groups coming and kind of having a sing-off. In fact, the gentleman who put this together actually is the one that did all the work on the sing-off. And then we have a swing group coming in from Canada, and then we close with the tenors. We were lucky that they had some dates available in May because we could not open our season due to the flooding.
And that will hopefully be a thing of the past with the with this flood mitigation project expected to happen this coming summer. And that's got to be, you know, I tell you, the auditorium has taken a beating, hasn't it?
You know, it really has. And I think, you know, hats off at this point. Yeah, I think FEMA aside, which is what I said in a note to the city council recently, that it slowed, I think, the work down. And they didn't really get started on the reparations, I think, until midsummer. But We struggled. We obviously didn't open until October. We didn't have any heat in the building. In fact, the staff didn't have heat, but there is heat. The elevator is working. It is all cleaned up, fully carpeted. They have a new city imprint in the floor. And I have been kind of checking in with Mike O'Neill, who's the director, almost on a daily basis, because we really do have 50 people in this production that need to use the banquet rooms because that's what we set up for a lot of the costume changes. It's where we feed 50 people. So it's a production not only on stage where everything is beautiful at the ballet, of course, but it's a production backstage too.
Oh, it is. It is indeed.
City's done a good job. They really have.
Well, it is a spectacle of sight and sound. It is a spectacle of precision and ballet, and it is all happening Saturday night, 7:30. BurlCivicMusic.com, and again, Ticketmaster for tickets, and also at the auditorium. Is that right?
It's at the auditorium. Yes, it is. And if there are any little budding ballerinas out there, we're having a master class, actually almost right across the street, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They have to arrange that with Cheryl's School of Dance. But one of the soloists with the ballet will be teaching a master class. And we usually have 30 to 40 young women show up for that. But again, it's more for an advanced ballerina. And then they obviously will have a little bit of help getting to the show that evening.
All right. Sleeping Beauty, it's coming up on Saturday night, 7:30, Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. And again, Barbara McRoberts, always a pleasure. Have a great time.
Thank you.